Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Anya, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Little did I know when I woke up this morning I would end up talking about all these sorts of weird nature stories.
I know.
It's like Stephen King meets Derek Mooney.
It is, and it's very upsetting.
So what do you got for me?
No, I just think it's funny that somebody texted me. I hit a bird on my way down from Dublin yesterday. I drive to Galway every day. I drive to Galway every week. And I was driving along, and it wasn't even a crow, it was a smaller bird. I could see them on the side of the grass, and one of them just flew out, landed right in the road in front of me. So I drove over, but my wheels didn't hit it, but obviously he tried to fly. I could hear him hit the undercarriage. So if he had just stayed still, he would have survived, but he obviously tried to escape and hit the undercarriage of the car, and I could see him rolling down the road in the rear view mirror. It was very upsetting.
Oh, sir. Okay, right. So you've described it perfectly in the sense that the bird got in under the car rather than being crushed by the wheel or anything, or by the bumper, or hit by the... It was just in and then tried to fly up and went up underneath the carriage, like you say. And then all that... So when you looked in the rear view mirror, what did you see?
Oh, I could see him just tumbling down the road. And I wouldn't mind, but it's not the first time. About a year ago, there was a couple of swallows, and I could see them flying above, and I love swallows. And they're always in pairs. It's always about a female and a male. And one of them just swooped down right in front of me on the road, and the front of my car hit it. And again, it went under the car, and I could see it in the rearview mirror tumbling down the road.
Not good.
No, it's quite devastating. I was actually upset. I was upset for about a week after that one, and I'm still upset today after the one yesterday. But luckily, I haven't hit any animals, because that would actually
drive you. Yeah, you're obviously a real animal lover, clearly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I love birds. I really do. Yeah. And when they fly out in front of you like that, there's nothing you can do. Oh, and a crow flew into the side of my car before.
You're not having much luck at that. You know what I mean?
I'm actually a serial bird killer.
I was going to say, you're like Dr. Doolittle. You're like Dr. Do-Lot.
Yeah, a crow flew into the side of my car and broke my wing mirror.
And were you more upset about the crow or the mirror?
The crow. The mirror I just clipped back on. I do love birds, and I suppose because I drive...
Stop killing them then, Anya.
I know, but I drive across the country every week, so I suppose the ratio is just going to be higher.
Yeah, the chances are... I remember seeing an awful thing was a little lane and a car. I had to walk in the side. You know the wood pigeon, the kind of...
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah. They do their...
Yeah.
And your man was there poo-pooing away, whatever his noise was, parping. And the next thing, the car kind of rolled over him. Like, he didn't move. I think he was old. And he rolled over. And there was... Do you know what the sound was like? Do you ever hear... Do you ever hear, like, a brown paper bag? And you blow it up and just...
Oh, come on. It exploded.
Kind of. And all I saw was feathers and obviously a small pool of red. But it was just... The noise was a pop. I know. It's like
that's horrible.
Yeah, not the first.
My mom actually hit a pheasant before, but it was in perfect condition, so she gave it to my grandmother, and I think my grandmother ate it.
Well, she actually went all. So she hit the pheasant, but obviously it was.
It wasn't squished or anything. It obviously just died from the stock, and I think my grandmother hung it for a while and ate it.
Go for it. Well, again, I think that
it's in my blood, obviously.
Well, you're a Dub, are you?
No, well, I'm living in Dublin a long time. I'm from Clare.
Clare originally, because I think that it comes down to what Pat Spillane might have called on Friday night the urban-rural divide, whereby I think we are much more, the Dubs, and sorry, urban people, shall we say, would be much more squeamish about nature in its full flight or not, depending on what happened to it, compared to rural people who generally go, look, they see it every day and that's what happens and they're more
attuned. A friend of mine is from a farm and she doesn't bat an eyelid at such things.
That's the point I was trying to make. Yeah, that's it. So when you say you were a little bit upset about hitting the bird yesterday, are you like really upset or are you just kind of casually upset? Because there are two different
things. I was actually really upset in the car. I was nearly on the verge of tears and I came in and I told the lads I worked with and it did kind of bother me for the rest of the day. I'm okay now, I suppose, the more and kind of just coming to terms with it, you know.
It's becoming such a habit for you now that you're just...
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, Dexter. Mm. Dexter of the avial world.
Dexter of the birds, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it must be. Mm. Okay, well, look, drive safely.
I will.
Because, you know, if you watch Hitchcock's The Birds, their day will come.
And I'm going to be the first one they're going to come looking for.
And they will seek you out.
Yeah, for sure.
They will seek you out. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
No worries. I'll tell Sharon Hayden I said hello. She's going to be amazing.
Do you know Sharon?
I do indeed.
She'll be on in about 2.5 minutes.
I can't wait to hear her.
Good, yeah. Looking forward to it too. Take care, Anya.
All right. Talk soon. Bye.